Jana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaur Haribol. Jai Ho, Mr. Pahat Param, Sapraji Bhajaka, Acharya, Ashtovata, Shati, Divine Grace. Isi Bhakti Danda Swami Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Ho Mishnu Bhat Paramahamsa Parivajaka Acharya Ashtavatarshat His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Namacharya Sri Hridayasthakur ki jai. प्रेम से कहिए जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र से जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। जय श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा मैया की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। यमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। श्री रूपा ट्रांसजेंडर बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। ऑल गुरिष्ठ असेंबल ड्यूटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल गुरिष्ठ असेंबल ड्यूटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल गुरिष्ठ असेंबल ड्यूटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल गुरिष्ठ श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 5th Canto, Chapter 12, entitled Rahugana Converses with Jadabharat, Verse Number 11. So please repeat after me. Jnanam Vishuddham Paramartham Ekam Anantaram Tvat Abhir Brahma Satyam प्रत्यक प्रशांतं भगवत् शब्द सम्यक् सम्यम् यत् वासुदेवं कवयो वदन्ति ज्ञानं विशुद्धं परमार्थमेकम् अनन्तरं तो अबहि ब्रह्म सत्यं प्रत्येक प्रशांतं भगवत् शब्द सम्यम् यद्वासुदेवं कवयो वदन्ति ज्ञानं विशुद्धं परमार्थमेकम् अनन्तरं तो अबहिर्ब्रह्म सत्यं प्रत्येक प्रशांतं भगवत् शब्द सम्यम् यद्वासुदेवं कवयो वदन्ति। ज्ञानं विशुद्धं प्रत्येक प्रशांतं भगवत् शब्द सम्यम् यद्वासुदेवं कवयो वदन्ति। ज्ञानं विशुद्धं परमार्थमेकम् अनन्तरं तो अबहि ब्रह्म सत्यं प्रत्येक प्रशांतं भगवत् शब्दसम्यम् यद्वासुदेवं कवयो वदन्ति। ज्ञानं विशुद्धं परमार्थमेकम् अनन्तरं तो बहिर्ब्रह्म सत्यं प्रशांतं भगवत् शब्दगम्यं यद्वासुदेवं कवयो वदन्ति। माताजी ज्ञानं विशुद्धं परमार्थमेकं अनन्तरं तो बहिर्ब्रह्म सत्यं प्रत्यक् प्रशान्तं भगवत् शब्दसंज्ञं यत् वासुदेवं कवयो वदन्ति। टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। ज्ञानम द सुप्रीम नॉलेज, वासुदेवम विशुद्धम, सॉरी विशुद्धम विदाउट कंटेमिनेशन, परम अर्थम गिविंग द अल्टीमेट गोल ऑफ लाइफ, एकम यूनिफाइड, अनंतरम विदाउट इंटीरियर अनब्रोकन, टू ऑल्सो अबहि विदाउट एक्सटीरियर ब्रह्म द सुप्रीम सत्यम, द सुप्रीम सत्यम एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ, प्रत्येक इनर प्रशांतम द काम एंड पीसफुल सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, वर्शिप बाय द योगीज, भगवत शब्द सम्यम नोन इन द हायर सेंस एज भगवान और फुल ऑफ ऑल ओपुलेंसेस, यत दैट वासुदेवम लॉर्ड कृष्ण द सन ऑफ वसुदेव, कवय द लर्नेड स्कॉलर्स वदन्ति से। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पज बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। व्हाट देन इज द अल्टीमेट ट्रूथ? द आंसर इज दैट नॉन ड्यूअल नॉलेज इज द अल्टीमेट ट्रूथ। इट इज डिवाइड ऑफ कंटेमिनेशन ऑफ मटेरियल क्वालिटीज, इट गिव्स अस लिबरेशन, इट इज वन विदाउट अ सेकंड, ऑल परवेडिंग एंड बियॉन्ड इमेजिनेशन। द फर्स्ट रियलाइजेशन ऑफ दैट नॉलेज इज ब्रह्मन, देन परमात्मा द सुपर सोल इज रियलाइज बाय द योगीज हु ट्राई टू सी हिम विदाउट ग्रीवंस। दिस इज सेकंड स्टेज ऑफ रियलाइजेशन। फाइनली फुल रियलाइजेशन ऑफ द सेम सुप्रीम नॉलेज इज रियलाइज इन द सुप्रीम पर्सन। ऑल लर्नेड स्कॉलर्स डिस्क्राइब द सुप्रीम पर्सन एज वासुदेव, द कॉज ऑफ ब्रह्मन परमात्मा एंड अदर्स। परपोर्ट इन चैतन्य चरितामृत इट इज सेड यद अद्वैतम ब्रह्म उपनिषदि तत् अपि अस्य तनुभा। द इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्मन इपल्जेंस ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ कंसिस्ट ऑफ द बॉडीली रेज ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। य अंतर्यामी पुरुष इति सां स विभव। व्हाट इज नोन एज आत्मा एंड अंतर्यामी द सुपर सोल इज बट द एक्सपेंशन ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। सद ऐश्वर्य पूर्ण यह भगवान स स्वयं अयम। व्हाट इज डिस्क्राइब एज सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड कंप्लीट विद ऑल सिक्स अपुलेंसेस इज वासुदेव एंड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज नॉन डिफरेंट फ्रॉम हिम। ग्रेट लर्नेड स्कॉलर एंड फिलोसॉफर एक्सेप्ट दिस आफ्टर मेनी मेनी बर्थ्स। वासुदेव सर्वमिति स महात्मा सुदुर्लभ। भगवद्गीता 7.19। द वाइज मैन कैन अंडरस्टैंड दैट अल्टीमेटली वासुदेव कृष्ण इज द कॉज ऑफ ब्रह्मन एंड परमात्मा द सुपर सोल। दस वासुदेव इज सर्व कारण कारणम द कॉज ऑफ ऑल कॉजेस। दिस इज कन्फर्म इन श्रीमद भागवतम। द रियल तत्व एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इज भगवान, बट ड्यू टू इनकम्प्लीट रियलाइजेशन ऑफ एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ पीपल समटाइम डिस्क्राइब द सेम विष्णु एज इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्मन और लोकलाइज परमात्मा। वदन्ति तत्त्वविदस् तत्त्वं यद् ज्ञानम् अद्वयम् ब्रह्मेत्मि परमात्मेति भगवान् इति शब्दते। भागवतम 1.2.11। फ्रॉम द वेरी बिगिनिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम सेज सत्यम परम धीमहि वे मेडिटेट ऑन द सुप्रीम ट्रूथ। द सुप्रीम ट्रूथ इज एक्सप्लेन्ड हियर एज ज्ञानम विशुद्धम सत्यम। The absolute truth is devoid of material contamination and is transcendental to the material qualities. It gives all spiritual success and liberation from the material world. That supreme absolute truth is Krishna Vasudev. There is no difference between the Krishna inner self and outward body. Krishna is Purna, the complete whole. There is no distinction between his body and soul as there is between ours. Sometimes so-called scholars, not knowing the constitutional position of Krishna, misled people by saying that the Krishna is within, is different from the Krishna without. When Krishna says, Man mana bhava mada bhakto mada yaji mam namaskuru, so-called scholars advise the reader that it is not the person Krishna to whom we must surrender, but the Krishna within. So-called scholars, Mayavadis, cannot understand Krishna with their poor fund of knowledge. One should therefore approach an authorized person to understand Krishna. The spiritual master has actually seen Krishna. Therefore, he can explain him properly. Tadvidhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti ke jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinah Bhagavad Gita 4.34. Without approaching an authorized person, one cannot understand Krishna. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Ena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadanti Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamcha श्रीरूपं सहग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्वसे नमः वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल द ड्यूटीज एंड ऑल्सो प्लीज ब्लेस मी दैट आई विल एबल टू say something on this topic of Srimad Bhagavatam for the pleasure of all the devotees and for my own purification. So I will read translation once again. That what then is the ultimate truth? The answer is that non-dual knowledge is the ultimate truth. It is devoid of contamination of material qualities. It gives us liberation. It is the one without a second, all-pervading and beyond imagination. The first realization of that knowledge is Brahman, then Paramatma, the super soul, is realized by the yogis while who try to see him without guide, grievance. This is the second stage of realization. Finally, the full realization of the same supreme knowledge is realized in the supreme person. All learned scholars describe the supreme person as Vasudev, the cause of Brahman, Paramatma and others. So here the discussion between the Jada Bharat and Raghavan Maharaj गोइंग ऑन. तो इन द प्रीवियस चैप्टर चैप्टर नंबर 11 ही अजड भरत महाराज अजड भरत एक्सप्लेन सो मेनी फिलोसॉफिकल थिंग्स टू द किंग रहुगणा. बट इन दिस चैप्टर ही इज टेलिंग दैट इट वॉज वेरी डिफिकल्ट मी टू अंडरस्टैंड, इट इज वेरी कॉम्प्लिकेटेड, सो प्लीज एक्सप्लेन इट इन सिंप्लीफाइड वे. सो नाउ ही इज स्टार्टेड एक्सप्लेनिंग इट. सो इन द प्रीवियस वर्सेज ही वॉज एक्सप्लेनिंग जड भरत वॉज एक्सप्लेनिंग अबाउट हाउ दिस that one may say that a varieties arise from the planet earth itself. However, although the universe may temporarily appear to be the truth, it is ultimately has no real existence. So he is explaining that how this everyone is thinking that I am this, I am that, and all these varieties. So he is telling that everything is coming from these five elements only, from the earth, and they are manifesting, so they are not so important. So what is, so in this verse he is saying that Vasudev, the knowing Vasudev as Supreme Person, Personality of Godhead, is the most important thing we need to understand. So we can just connect it to the in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, the knowledge of the Absolute, where the Lord says, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Maya Sakta Manap Partha Yoga Yunjam Madashaya Asamshayam Samagram Mam Etha Nyasachi Tashrunu. That he is saying that Maya Asakta Manap Partha, just engage your mind or attach your mind to me, then what will happen? Yogam Yunjam Madashaya. And you will gradually attain relationship with me, Madashaya, by taking shelter of me. Asamshayam Samagram Mam. And without Samshaya, without any doubt, you will know me completely. Samagram Mam. Samagram, there Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the about what is this means, Samagram Mam. So he says that, Lord says that, Brahmano hi patishtaham, I am the basis of the Brahman. So that basis of the Brahman or the realization of the Brahman first is not complete. It is not complete realization of the Lord. But when we realize the Lord as a complete, as a Supreme Personality of Godhead, personality, that is the complete realization of the Lord. That's why Lord is saying that, if you surrender to me, then you will know me without doubt, asamshayam, without any, asamshayam means samagram mam, asamshayam samagram mam, samagram means in totality, you can know me. So that he want to tell. So yatha nyasaji tashrunu. So now you try to understand it, try to hear it. So only through hearing process we can understand this. And it is said that in this verse, mad ashraya. So there Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that mad ashraya means that you will take shelter of me alone and not karma and gyan. That means you should take shelter of me with only bhakti and not through karma or gyan or other yogic processes. So then only you can understand me. Then in the next verse it started explaining that how this before attaining this knowledge, you should know about my greatness. Because unless we know someone's greatness, for example, if some person is sitting beside us, but we don't know anything about him, he may be big industrialist or big person. Maybe someone doesn't know who is the Mukesh Ambani. He never seen in his life his photo, and somewhere he is sitting beside him. So he doesn't know who he is, what is his opulences, or what is his, who is this person is. So he will not, he will say it is some person like other. But when he come to know about him, what he's that he is the richest person in India and like that, so then he can understand the importance. And he can, similarly, unless one we know about the different energies of the Lord, till that point we will not able to surrender to him. So that's why in the Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita also, 10th chapter, Lord says, first verse is Aham Sarvascha Prabho Matta Sarva Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajate Ma Buddha Bhava Samanvita. That I am everywhere. Everything is coming from me. So there also one example is given that how when one get there is some marriage relationship is going to happen. That time when the person from the lady side goes to see the person, a man, for the marriage. Then they see his, what are his property, how much he earn, what is his assets, how much bank balance is there. Then after that, after knowing that, they can, if this is, everything is all right, then they have a relationship. Okay, now we are fine, that everything is there, so that he is taken care. My daughter will be taken care properly. Then that time they get that relationship. So after that, he get married. That first is the sambandha, then abhideya. Abhideya is like the daughter, or we can say the wife, started serving the husband. That is abhideya, that way to serve the Lord as per the principles. And then is the prayojan, then the love develops. So similarly, first we need to understand the opulences of the Lord, what is his, that is the gyan. And then is what is vigyan, then knowing more deeply about the relationship, what is the bhakti, other processes. So then Lord, this verse, next is gyanam teham sa vigyanam vakshamya sheshataha yat nyatva neha bhuya anyat nyatavyam avashishyate. That after knowing this knowledge, there is nothing to be known. So in that way, the Lord proceeds in this. So here also we can see in this today's sloka, before that also, first Jada Bharata was explaining about, to the Rahugana Maharaj, about the material energies of the Lord, how it is material energies. And then he said that highest is the beyond Brahman, and Paramatma is the Bhagwan or Vasudev. And here also in the knowledge of the Absolute, this chapter, Lord is explaining himself from starting from the this material energies, and still he proceeds toward that Vasudevam Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. That verse is Prabhupada is quoting in this purport. Then Lord says that about the rarity of realizing the Vasudev or the sweetness of the Lord, Vigyan, how it is very rare to even to know to the Jnanis and to the Yogis. It is very difficult to know. It is so rare. So that then he says that manushyanam sahasreshu kachit yadati siddhahe etatam api siddhanam kachit me vetti tatvata. That out of many millions, only one can know me. So that is, Lord is explaining how it is rare even for the Jnanis who are after the Brahman realization, and the Yogis who are after the Paramatma realization. Even for them it is very difficult. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that Srivas Shankaracharya in his Gita commentary writes that Krishna is the Supreme Person, although he is the Mayavadi, still he is writing the commentary, still his followers are not following that. So that is very difficult to understand. Maybe by knowledge or by some, we can say, academic knowledge, we can understand what is what. Still it is very difficult to realize it. Just knowing is not sufficient. So that's why he said that manushyanam sahasreshu kachit yadati siddhahe. Then after that, the Lord Krishna explained, give the knowledge of, and then knowledge in relation to bhakti also means the knowledge of the Lord's power or gyan. So then that is, gives his powers about the how this, all the five elements, bhumi, rapo, nala, vayu, khama, ahang, all this, mano, buddhi, revacha, ahankar, ityamme, bhinna, prakriti, rashtada. Then he gives the knowledge of the inferior nature. This is inferior nature, and then he gives the knowledge of the superior nature. So here also, Rahugana, this Jada Bharata also giving the knowledge first of the inferior nature, telling how it is, nature is inferior, and it is not all in all, and highest is the Vasudev. Similarly, here is Lord is saying about how this my energies are the inferior, but beyond this is the superior nature, that is the para prakriti. That is apara prakriti is the living entity who are exploiting this inferior nature. Then, but after that, Krishna says that both are coming from me. Both para and apara are coming from me, and I am the origin of that, and everything is come and also maintained by me, and also at the end goes inside me. And then after that, Lord says that I am not only the origin, but I am also the support of everything that is, both material, spiritual, everything, inferior, superior energy, everything I am the support. Then he says that matta parataran nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya mai sarvam idam protam sutre manigana yuva. That there is no truth superior to me and everything is resting on me. So, and it is like a sutre manigana yoga, that we can see the pearl necklace. In pearl necklace we can't see the thread going through. But those who know that in knowledge, the person who is in knowledge, he knows that there is a thread going through that pulse. Otherwise there cannot be support. So similarly, those who are in proper knowledge, they only know that this everything, all the material and spiritual world are supported by the Lord. There is no one beyond Him and He is the main support system. So that is the thing Lord is explaining. And then He says that I am not only the cause, I am also the effect of all these things. Then He explained the different verses about the Raso Mapsu Konteya, and then Punya Gandha Puthivamcha, then Balam Balavatamcha Aham, all this, how I am the cause of everything. In that way He explains, and then there is a verse, He said that if the everything is Lord, is coming from the Lord, everyone knows Him as everything is coming from the Lord, but why it is very difficult to understand the Lord? Then Lord says that because of the three modes of material nature. That Trivir Gunamaya Bhaver Ebi Sarvam Idam Jagat Mohitam Nabi Janati Mam Ebhyam Param Abhayam. Because everyone is covered by the three modes of material nature, it is very difficult to understand the Lord. Even we know theoretically that yes, what is what, even in our personal life we also know that we know the many things, not all the things, but most of the things we know about the devotional service, that what need to follow, what not need to follow, even about our chanting, what is attentive chanting, what is inattentive chanting, we know everything. But still to apply it, very difficult. Because we hear it again and again, again and again. But to apply in our life, which is very difficult. Similarly, even if we know many things about how Maya captures us, how we need to surrender to the Lord, and many other things, still because we are not fully surrendered and still not realize, we are in many times we get captured by the Maya. Even though we are living in temple, so good environment, still it is very difficult to understand. Then Lord says that because when you will be able to overcome it, only when you surrender to me. He says that this Daivihi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Durataya Mame Vai Prabhadante Maya Metam Taranti. That this Maya of mine is very difficult to overcome. Only when one surrenders unto me completely, then only he will be able to overcome it. And then after that, he started telling that who doesn't surrender to the Lord? Because it is not that everyone will surrender. Then he said that Namam Duskitana Muda Prapadante Naradhama Maya Upeta Jnana Asuram Bhava Mashita. That who are grossly foolish, the lowest among the mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. So all these four categories does not surrender unto me. There are 99.99% people in the world who doesn't surrender to the Lord. But then again, Lord says, but there are certain people who surrender unto me or worship to the Lord. Then He said that, Chatur Vidha Bhajante Mam Jana Sukritina Arjuna Artho Jigyasur Arthaarthi Jnani Cha Bharatashtava. So there are certain people of four classes of man, they surrender to me. So these four classes of man, these are Artho Jigyasur Arthaarthi. That is, Artho means those are in the distress condition. We have the example of the Artho, that Gajendra. So he was in distress condition and he then surrenders to the Lord, offers the prayers to the Lord. Then Artho Jigyasu. In Jigyasu we have the example of Sukadeva Goswami. So he was Jigyasu and he becomes from impersonalist to personalist. Then Artharthi, we have the example of Dhruva Maharaj, that how he wanted the kingdom greater than his great grandfather Brahma, and then he surrenders to the Lord. And then Jnani is the four Kumaras, they also surrender and they also becomes the devotees of the Lord. So actually, in the purport, Prabhupada is like that. Unlike the miscreants, those are the miscreants that Lord explains. These four are the other ends of the regulative principles of the scripture, and they are called Sukritina, or those who obey the rules and regulations of scriptures and are more or less devoted to the Supreme Lord.
although they are not initially completely surrendered to the Lord actually, but over the period of time, at least they are coming. Lord says that if you want something, don't go to demigods or any other person. Come to me. At least you get purified. At least you are asking something to me, then you will get purified. And when you go to the Lord, to a temple, then you will have contact with the devotees of the Lord. And when we contact the devotees of the Lord, then what will happen? He will come to know about the bhakti and he will gradually become the pure devotee of the Lord. Because pure devotional service is Anya Abhilashita Shunya Jnana Karmati Anavita Anukullena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktir Uttama. That without any having in the mind, I want something in return. Initially these force have something to take from the Lord in the return of their devotional service or their surrender to the Lord. But as one comes in the contact with the Lord, then Lord's devotees, he get purified and he then gradually elevate in the devotional service of the Lord. So I was just hearing in the today morning one lecture of His Holiness Sadhana Swami Maharaj just before coming from the class. So he was explaining the that lecture, who is the bhakta? That one who is wearing dhoti, kurta, tilak or sari and having kanthi mala, chanting, who is the Lord? Who is the pure devotee? Or the bhakta. So he said that it is the all the external. Only one person who is pleasing to the Lord. If he is doing something and by this devotees and Lord grace please, then he is called as a bhakta. So that is, so similarly, what is the pure devotee? Or here the pure devotional service as explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That he so don't have any other abhilasha of personal interest. His interest is only the service of the Lord. That is the pure devotee. And then in the, we can say that on the whole, Prabhupada writes in the purport, when the distressed, inquisitive, the seekers of the knowledge and those who are in the need of money are free from all material desires, and where they fully understand that the material renunciation, material remuneration has nothing to do with spiritual improvement, they become pure devotees. That when these people become pure devotees, when they understand that there is material remuneration, or what we are get from the Lord, for that they are surrendering to the Lord first. But when they understand that this is nothing to do with the pure devotional service or devotional service, then only they can understand what is the devotional service and they can surrender to the Lord. So as long as such a purified stage is not attained, a devotee in the transcendental service to the Lord is tainted with the fruitive activities, the search for mundane knowledge, etc. So unless one is not purified through this all contamination, that I want something from the Lord in response to my surrender, till that he is not totally, he is not go till the pure devotional service. So he will be always in the realm of the stage below the pure devotional service. Then Lord in the next verse says that तेषां ज्ञानी नित्य युक्त एक भक्तिर विशिष्यते प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनो अत्यर्थम अत्यर्थ अहम सच मम प्रिय. दैट ऑफ दिस द वन हु इज इन फुल नॉलेज एंड हु इज ऑलवेज एंगेज इन प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस इज द बेस्ट फॉर आई एम वेरी डियर टू हिम एंड ही इज वेरी डियर टू मी. सो फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल द कंटेमिनेशन ऑफ मटेरियल डिजायर्स द डिस्ट्रेस द इंक्विजेटिव एंड पिनीलेस एंड सीकर ऑफ द आफ्टर पूर सुप्रीम नॉलेज कैन ऑल बिकम प्योर डिवोटीज. These all have the potential to become the pure devotees as they come in contact with the devotees of the Lord. But of this, those who is in the knowledge of the absolute truth and free from the all material desires are the more, they are more inclination to become, or we can say they can quickly become the pure devotees. And again, the Prabhupada says that this person who is in the knowledge of the absolute truth and when he is again engaged in the service of the Lord, then that is the best, that person is the best. So by searching after the knowledge, one realizes that his self is different from the material body, that oneself is that self, that spirit soul is different from the material body, and when he further advances, he comes to know about the knowledge of the impersonal Brahman and Paramatma. So first stage is knowledge of the impersonal Brahman and then Paramatma, and then he gradually heads toward the knowing the personal form of the Lord or the Bhagavan or Vasudev form of the Lord. Then in the next verse, Prabhupada, in the Lord says that उदार सर्व एवेते ज्ञानी तो आत्म एव मे मतम आस्थित ही सही युक्तात्मा माम एव अनुत्तमम गतिम दैट ऑल दीज डिवोटीज आर अनडाउटेडली मैग्नेनिमस सोल्स बट ही हु इज सिचुएटेड इन नॉलेज ऑफ मी आई सरेंडर टू आई कंसिडर टू बी जस्ट लाइक मी माय ओन सेल्फ बीइंग एंगेज इन माय ट्रांसेंडेंटल सर्विस ही इज श्योर टू अटेन मी द हाइस्ट एंड मोस्ट परफेक्ट गोल सो नैनी इज लॉर्ड इज सेइंग दैट दिस person who is in full knowledge of me is the highest. So anyone comes to the Lord for any purpose is called a Mahatma or great soul. Prabhupada writes in purport that for any purpose one is going to the Lord, at least he's not going to other sources. So is the Mahatma because at least he understood that where to go. So that's why Prabhupada says he's called as a Mahatma. And the devotees who want some benefit out of devotional service are accepted by the Lord because there is exchange of affection. At least we can say that the son goes to the father for asking something. At least there is some affection to the father, that's why he is going to the father. If there is no affection, he doesn't go to the some outside person for asking something. He goes to his father. So similarly, if where person is approaching the Lord, even for the material benefits, so because he has some affection for the Lord, so that's why he is going. So at least this is the beginning of his devotional service. But a devotee in full knowledge is considered to be very dear to the Lord because his only purpose is to serve Supreme Lord with love and devotion. But the one who is in the who doesn't want anything, who just want to serve the Lord without any ulterior motive, is the most dear to the Lord because he just want love and devotion. Such a devotee cannot live for a second without contacting or serving the Lord. That in Srimad Bhagavatam there is a verse in the during the the Lord says during the episode of the Amrish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni that he offended the Durvasa Muni offended the Amrish Maharaj and then he was running to taking shelter of Brahma, Shiva and finally to the Lord Vishnu. So he said that Sadhava Hridayam Mayam Sadhunam Hridayam Toham Mad Anyate Janati Naham Tebhyo Managapi that sadhus are in the my heart and I am in the heart of the devotees. And they doesn't know anything other than me and I also doesn't know anything other than them. So that is the relation between the devotees of the Lord, pure devotees of the Lord and the Lord. So, and then the verse, last, this 7.19, Lord says that Bahunam janmanamante jnanavanmam prabhadyate vasudevam sarvamiti samatma sudurlabha. So then after many, many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. So this in today's verse also, the here Jada Bharat is explaining to Raghuna Maharaj that how all the learned scholar describe the Supreme Person as a Vasudev, the cause of Brahman, Paramatma and others. So because in previous verses he was explaining that what is relative truth about this material world, then what is then the ultimate truth in this verse he is explaining that Vasudev, knowing Vasudev who is beyond the Brahman and Paramatma is the ultimate truth. So here also Lord Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita that at the many births and deaths one can actually understand me as the cause of all causes and that I am everything, and that is very rare. So, in the Prabhupada writes in the purport that in the beginning of the spiritual realization, while one is trying to give up one's attachment to materialism, there is some leaning towards the impersonalism. But when one is further advanced, he can understand that there are activities in the spiritual life, and that these activities constitute devotional service. So, initially, maybe there is some inclination towards the impersonalism. But then gradually as he in the process understand the things in connection with the devotees, he associated with the devotees, then he gradually understand that there is activities. So there is example is given that when we can see the mountain from the distance, we can see all green. One thing, there is no, we can see no varieties. But as one approach, it is like a seeing Brahman. In the initial stage, then when we approach, go more closer to the mountain, we can see that there are trees and some houses near on the mountain. That is the understanding of the Paramatma. that then when we go inside the mountain and approach the mountain and start climbing, we can see that there are persons living in the homes. So this is, it is like the personal realization of the Lord or Bhagwan realization. Or other example is given like a train. If we see the train from the distance during the night, we can see the only the light. So one cannot say that that train, he has not seen train any time in his life. It doesn't mean that train is only light. He may say, okay, so person is say train is coming. So it is not that light, light is the train. But as the train comes closer, we can understand, he can see that there is bogies. So he understands that yes, there is a train, doesn't mean only light. There is some compartments also. And as the train comes and stops on the platform, he said inside there is a people who are traveling. So that is compared to the Bhagwan realization. So in that way, though one can understand. So I was just seeing some articles, and in one of the articles there was given by some how the Mayavadi interpret the things. So we approach from the Brahman, then Paramatma, and then Bhagwan. So there is from Bhagwan to impersonalism. Like they say that just to start with the spiritual life, like he gave the example of the mathematical equation. So we want to know value of something. So we can suppose it is x. We take the x and suppose, and then everything goes around that. Similarly, they say that so initial stage of the devotional service, we take Lord's form as a x. So now we are taking them as a x, and now then we are approaching in the devotional life, and then we come to know what is x is the impersonal. So that initially why do we just take support of that x as a supreme Lord. So that is their understanding that how we can approach the impersonal is that Brahman. So that's why in that way they think to worship the Lord. They just take as a something. So then in the purport, Prabhupada writes at the end that Tanvidhi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya Upadekshanti Te Jnanam Jnanina Tattva Darshina. That one can understand this even if I have this knowledge, unless we surrender to the self-realized soul, to the spiritual master, it is very difficult to realize that. So I was hearing one story, this is a real story from Vrindavan. So how once there was in Gurukul in Vrindavan, maybe a few hundreds years before the stories. So students were learning under a guru, and there was one student who was very simple, that he was used to if someone says something, he have faith on that. Okay, this must be like that. So everyone is used to call him as a bhundu. बोले भोंदू है रे सब भोंदू है इसको तो जो भी बोलेंगे सब मानता है. सो ही वॉज लाइक दैट. सो बट ही वॉज वेरी प्योर हार्टेड, वेरी सिंपल पर्सन. बट एवरी वन टेलिंग, उसी ने कुछ बोल दिया तो वही मान जाता था. सो वन डे द गुरु वॉज एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट कृष्णा गोपाल ही इज ऑल्सो ही गोज टू द फॉरेस्ट, ही ग्रेज द फॉर ग्रेजिंग द काउज, हीज फॉर्म इज सो ब्यूटिफुल like a newly formed rain cloud, he has a peacock feather, pitambar, vajanti mala, everything he started explaining. And he was hearing very attentively. And then he thought, but I goes to the forest to grazing the cows, but I never seen him. So he's in himself, he think that inside, maybe others have seen him, but I am so unfortunate that I am not able to see this form of the Krishna or the Gopal. So other students have seen. So see, he was in so much longing to see the Lord that he goes forest and calls for the Gopal, and he sees that beautiful person with what the same description given by the Lord is coming to him, and he carries some food with him for the eating in the afternoon. So that person comes and he started talking with him. So he says, I am Gopal. Krishna says to him, I am Gopal and I am very hungry. If you have something to eat, please give to me. And he gives whatever he have to him and eats. And that then he said that I am very hungry. If you are coming tomorrow also, bring more eatables so that I can eat more. So he said okay. So that Bhundu was thinking in his mind, I should not tell anyone that I have seen the Gopal, because otherwise they will again make fun of him that after so many years you have seen Gopal, we are seeing every day. That he was thinking that all the peoples are already seen the Gopal, I am only the last person to see him. So he was thought that, okay, I will not tell anyone, otherwise they will make fun of me. So he goes to the ashram, and next day he takes more prasad or more food with him so that he can give to the Gopal. So Then he again come to forest, and again Gopal comes, and they both sat down and they started eating. He fed him, and then this guru come to know that he has taken so much food with him. When he come back again, so he says to the guru, ask why you taken so much food. So then he reluctantly said, Gurudev, as you explain about Gopal, so many years I have not seen the Gopal, but day before yesterday I saw Gopal and he asked for the food, so I took more food for him. The guru was very astonished and is surprised how he has, maybe he is joking something. So he said, okay, then if you have seen the Gopal, then tomorrow bring him to the ashram, then I will also meet him in the Gopal. So then he goes next day, and Gopal comes. He gives to him food and says that, okay, you are my friend Gopal, so now you come to my ashram, my guru wants to see you. So he said, no, I have only friendship with you, I don't have to do anything with anyone else, I will only, you can see me only, and we are the friends, I don't want to go anywhere. So immediately he says that Bhundu takes the food from his hand. Will say, okay, you go. Because of my guru, I come to know about you, so I don't want you also, I am going back. So he said, no, please be my friend. So no, because of my guru, I know about you, and I can able to see you. So my first duty is to what my guru says, to follow that. So in that way, then Krishna says that, okay, I will come with you. So he shows that how without the mercy of the guru, one cannot see Krishna. Why the example like when the Dhruva Maharaj, he was going back to Godhead, that time he was asking, when he was in the just on the Vaikuntha plain, that he remembered his mother, that because of his mother he had able to see the darshan of the Vishnu and he has the devotional service. So and when he came to know that his mother is already on the another plane, Vaikuntha plane, going, then he was satisfied. Similarly here also, this Vandu was asking, he was satisfied when Krishna has agreed to come with him to see his guru, and then he comes to see the guru, and when guru says, then that guru first bows down to his disciple, that how great he is, my disciple is, how great he is, that because of his so much faith, everyone calls him Bhundu, but he is not a Bhundu, he is the pure hearted person that Lord is with him. So, but we can also understand from this that because of the guru, one can understand this knowledge, can realize this knowledge, and it is not only the, if we have the academic knowledge, it is not possible to know the Lord. Even if someone is, we many times heard in the lecture that many times even if don't have any knowledge but have simple faith on the Lord, maybe there are some illiterate person like that Brahmana in the South India, when Lord goes to Srirangam, there he is illiterate but he has a faith on Guru's words, so he can have darshan and mercy of the Lord. So similarly, one may have so much devotion that if they have devotion for seeing the Lord, for serving the Lord, then even if he don't have the knowledge, it can be realized from inside, and Lord can give the darshan. So I will just tell one more story from, and then we'll end. How the lalsa of seeing, or how utkanta of seeing the Lord, we can see the Lord. There was one, he is from the Barsana, near Barsana one village, there is one lady. She was like a beggar, and she is two story, and she was wanted to have chunari or the shawl for the Radharani at Barsana temple, but she has no money because so she begged penny to everyone, that 1 rupees, 2 rupees, like that, and she collected some money and then she buy chunari, and she was in so much ecstasy, okay, today I will give this shawl, I will give this chunari, and she will be very happy. And there are many steps, she was going, and she was in ecstasy. And going, and she was about to reach, maybe in the halfway, on the stairs, you know, there are so many 500 steps to go. She was very, very tired. One small baby came, small girl came, and just took the chunari and went away. And she was not able to run after that girl. So she was very dissatisfied and feeling very morose that after so many days collecting some money, I brought this chunari for the lali, and now they are also gone. But what to do, because she can't do anything. Then she went up, at least I have to take darshan, and when the darshan opened, she saw that same chunari was there on the Radharani. So that time she was very happy that, okay, that Radharani than accepted the devotion of mine, that she only personally came and took it, because she was not want to wait till that lady comes to the temple. She wanted it first, that that Krishna is, or Radharani, they are so greedy to take taste the love of the his devotees, so that they beforehand only they took the chunari. So this is also one of the true story that told by one of the Brajavasi in his katha. So in that way, to know Vasudev is the highest, as is explaining in this verse by the Jada Bharat to Raghuna Maharaj. For that we need to understand the knowledge, but to understand that we need to surrender to the self-realized person, spiritual master, then only we able to understand about the Vasudev, that he is the cause of all causes. Hare Krishna. So we will stop here. जय श्री गंधराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय, श्री प्रभुपाद की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय.